Making its debut national tour, we get a theatre production that serves up a delicious meal and all of the feels. A Place in the Sultan's Kitchen, or How to Make the Perfect One-Pot Chicken Curry, sees Josh attempting to make his grandmother's chicken curry recipe live on stage whilst he unpacks his grandparents' experiences and his own diverse cultural background. He's in search for a place in the world. It's on at the IPAC Theatre stage in the Gong from the 20th to the 23rd of August. Joining us now, playwright, performer of A Place in the Sultan's Kitchen, or How to Make the Perfect One-Pot Chicken Curry, it's Josh Hinton. Morning, Josh. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. That's a very long title for your play that you have.
Yes, it is.
I'm a firm believer that food takes you places. Food can transport you to your childhood, to a place you visited overseas, to a certain moment in time. Did you get that moment with your grandparents' one-pot chicken curry?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's kind of what started me on this journey to making this show, is that curry growing up has evoked so much memories and emotion.
So you've written a play about it. Can you actually make the curry?
Yes, yeah, I can. not as good as my grandmother, but I make the curry as I tell the stories in the show. I make it on stage.
Really? Do you make enough for everyone there in the audience?
Not the one on stage, but we do pre-show and then we serve it to the audience after the show.
Oh, no wonder then that A Place in the Sultan's Kitchen was a crowd favourite last year in the Merrygong Theatre Company's development program. And now you get to take the show on tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited for the tour, yeah.
Are you able to discuss your cultural background, all the ingredients that made Josh that are in turn making up this curry?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's kind of what the show is about. Is it's still a bit confusing, really. Technically, I'm Persian, Sri Lankan, and English, or Iranian, Sri Lankan, and English. Mm-hmm. But then my grandmother, on my mum's side, growing up, for most of her childhood, was in India. And so culturally, a lot of the food and culture that I grew up with was, influenced by India. And then my grandfather, my dad's side, grew up in South Africa. So then there was a lot of influence and kind of memories that he shared with us of his time there. So it kind of, it gets more and more complicating as I go down the rabbit hole.
Yes, and I guess with this production, seeing as you're basing it on your background, your heritage, it means you get to take audiences everywhere. Can you tell us a bit about this journey?
Yeah. So we start with, I kind of explore some of my memories growing up in the early 2000s. But then we travel to Iran, where my grandmother tells these stories of her time during World War II in Iran, where she kind of survived bombings, going to school there. She then travels to India. So I talk about her story hitchhiking from Iran to India in 1948. I talk about, and then we go to South Africa, where my grandfather tells these stories about being in South Africa during apartheid, and then all the way to England, where he was an actor there. So it travels all around the world. Yeah.
That's amazing stuff. Has your family seen the show?
Yeah, so luckily my grandmother lives in Brisbane, and she's 93 years old, so I really didn't expect her to be able to come out last year.
Yeah.
But she managed to get out there, which was amazing. So she watched it. And then she'll be in Brisbane when we take the show there.
Yes, because you'll be there at the QPAC Theatre from the 16th to the 20th of September, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have siblings involved in this at all?
Yes. So throughout the development, we got my brother involved, which is really lovely. He's involved in all the tech aspects. So there's a lot of vision in the show. There's a lot of photos, videos, there's live camera feed, and he's on stage kind of making sense of all of that during the show.
Joshua Hinton, looking forward to catching you on stage as part of A Place in the Sultan's Kitchen, or How to Make the Perfect One-Pot Chicken Curry. It's going to be there at the IPAC Theatre in Wollongong from the 20th to the 23rd of August. Then you're going to be in the Shoalhaven at the Studio Theatre on the 29th of August. Then up to Brisbane, as stated, at the QPAC Theatre from the 16th to the 20th of September. After all of this, Josh, what is next for you?
Keep making theatre, I think. As one of the things I've really enjoyed the most about this is connecting with audiences. So hopefully keep making shows that connect deeply with audiences.
I got to tell you, that was a dramatic pause you took before answering that last question. I could learn a thing or two from you. Josh, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.